time once again for College Baseball by the Numbers, and we have the impresario of information. He has been following the College World Series closely, and we have some great numbers based on the results of this year's College World Series. We're going to bring in Russ Anderson right here, as I like to call him, the man with a numerical plan. You're stuck with that one, Russ. Sorry about that. So how you doing, and what's up your sleeve here? I understand that you've assembled a very impressive group of numbers for us.
I have about 7 different items, mostly all relating to the just completed College World Series. And I'll start out with the number 4, as in this was Arizona's 4th national championship. The Wildcats also won the College World Series in 1976, 1980, and 1986, all under Hall of Fame coach Jerry Kindall. Also, Arizona has become the 7th school to win 4 national titles, and only 4 schools, USC, LSU, Texas, and Arizona State, have won more national championships than Arizona.
And of course, as they did so, they ended a great streak for South Carolina in the process as well. They really earned that victory. They beat a great, great team that was playing well at the end. What else do you have, Russ?
48. Arizona did not trail in any of its 48 innings at the College World Series, and the Wildcats are only the 3rd team to make it through the CWS without trailing at any time. And additionally, Arizona became the 20th champion in the past 23 years that won its first 2 games in Omaha, showing how crucial that is to going on and winning the title.
That perhaps is the single most remarkable aspect of all of this. Can you imagine cruising through the finals of the College World Series, indeed the entire World Series process, and never trailing in a game? Wow, that is an amazing achievement. What else do you have, Russ?
10-0. Arizona went 10-0 in the 2012 NCAA tournament, becoming just the 2nd team to finish 10-0. Ironically, the 1st team to accomplish that was South Carolina in 2011, the very same Gamecock team that the Wildcats defeated to win this year's title.
Isn't that something? As I say, when you're playing baseball well, you have to do it at the right time, and I think Arizona really timed it out. Couldn't have done a better job. They were hitting on all cylinders when it counted. And what else, Russ?
2. Arizona head coach Andy Lopez, who led Pepperdine to the College World Series title back in 1992, joins Augie Garrido as the only 2 coaches to win a title with 2 different schools. Garrido won it all 3 times with Cal State Fullerton and twice with his current school, Texas.
I've been very impressed with Andy and his remarks and listening to him. You get a feeling for a person, Russ, I think, when you hear them over time. Andy is a very graceful man, and I know there are an awful lot of people who are happy for him and for his team. And what else do you have, Russ?
3. South Carolina pitcher Michael Roth ends his stellar career owning 3 College World Series records, including the most career starts with 8, career innings pitched with 60 1/3, and in a little bit of an odd one, career hit batsman with 7. Gamecocks relief pitcher Matt Price tied the record for career appearances in the College World Series with 13 after USC reached the championship series for the 3rd consecutive season. Roth has 4 victories to his credit in the CWS, going 4-0, and that ranks 2nd only to Price's 5 wins in CWS history. And Roth's career ERA of 1.49 is the 5th lowest among all pitchers with at least 30 career innings thrown in the College World Series.
Boy, and I'll tell you, there's no way to keep a stat on this, but I not only followed the radio, but the TV broadcasts, and the number of times that Michael Roth was referred to, and in really positive terms, was incredible. Announcers just couldn't say enough good about him. He has earned an awful lot of respect. What else do you have, Russ?
234. Clearly, this was the year of the pitcher in Omaha. The combined batting average of all teams in the CWS this year was 234. The lowest average since a 227 mark in 1974, the year before aluminum bats were allowed in college baseball.
It'll be very interesting later on in this program. We're going to get a state of the state message relative to college baseball with Kyle Kalander. And one of the things that I'm going to ask him about, Russ, is going to be the aluminum bat formulation, particularly with the drop in offense. Is that going to be reviewed again? We'll find out about that. But that statistic, I think, tells you a lot. And finally, Russ?
My final note of today and of the 2012 season, 230. Just 230 days until the first pitch of the 2013 season is thrown.
How could somebody come up with that? You took a little look ahead, did you?
I got the calendar out and added it up.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, now there's a guy who really has his mind fully into college baseball. Russ, it has been a wonderful year, and you have helped to make it that. An awful lot of fun, and thanks, as always, for being the man with a numerical plan.
Thank you, Bill, and great job with this show all season long.
It's been an awful lot of fun, Russ. Let's go have some more, and we have some more sections coming up here. When we return, our leadoff hitter is going to be Kyle Kalander, and we're going to talk about some of the items that we've already mentioned and get a state of the state of college baseball, and that will be coming up next on Talking College Baseball.
Admit it, you love college baseball. And here is a way for you to become directly involved. Become a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. You'll keep up with what's happening in the game through the Hall of Fame's quarterly newsletter. You'll be on the email list for all Hall of Fame news releases. And you'll receive discounts on Hall of Fame merchandise. Plus, priority ticket selection for Hall of Fame events. Check out membership by heading to the Hall of Fame's official website, collegebaseballhall.org. Click on the membership tab and learn about all of the benefits. Memberships begin at just $35. The College Baseball Hall of Fame serves as an advocate for the sport and honors those who've made significant contributions to the game. Now, you can be a part of it. Go to collegebaseballhall.org and learn more. Step up to the plate and join the College Baseball Hall of Fame.